For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
The knowledge of God, pleasant to the soul this morning. Let's open in prayer. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for your blessing in our life. That without you we can do nothing, without you we are nothing. But we thank you that with you we can do all things, and you are everything to us. And Father, I pray that as we look into your word, that you restore our soul, you bring our soul into great prosperity, and strengthen us, Lord, within and without, in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. This morning we're looking at the knowledge of God pleasant to the soul. Knowledge of God pleasant to the soul. We will look now at 3 John verses 1 to 3. We have looked at this in great detail in the past, but I do want to bring to your remembrance what the words say here, and in particular about the prosperity of the soul. So 3 John verses 1 to 3, let's have a look at that. I take to heart what it's saying here this morning, so that we can be people of victory, victory manifested in our lives. Starting from verse 1 of 3 John, it says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." Where does the truth have to be? God's word is truth. Where does it have to be? It's got to be in us, doesn't it? And it's got to be in our mouth as well, because that's what the spirit of faith is about. I believe and therefore speak. So it gets in you, you believe it, you speak it. Notice verse 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." There's God's will. He wants us to prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So this morning, let's think about our soul prospering. The soul is the mind, will, and emotions. It's part of the inner man. We are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. So we understand that if our soul is prospering, it will indeed have an impact upon our prosperity and our health. You know, the Bible tells us that we are to delight greatly in his commandments. We are to be people that look into the word and then allow that truth to come into us. Let's have a look in Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs 2. We'll read a few verses out of Proverbs 2. And from that, we will bring more of an understanding as to how your soul can prosper. Because if your soul is prospering, then you will be able to prosper and you will be able to access that health that's been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ through his redemption. So let's start from verse 1 of Proverbs 2. We're going to go down to verse 12. We'll start from verse 1. It says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding." Let's just pause there. So there's a receiving. Receiving of the words of God, the words of truth. There's putting God's commandments with you, hiding them in your heart, keeping them in there. In fact, the Bible talks about delight greatly in his commandments in Psalm 112, verse 1. Won't turn to that. Notice it talks about in verse 2, inclining your ear unto wisdom. Godly wisdom is right use of the knowledge of God, of the truth of God. So incline your ear. Be inclined, be wanting, have a desire towards hearing God's wisdom. Apply thine heart to understanding. You notice it's your responsibility. God's not going to apply your heart to understanding for you. You have to do it. Apply means application. You do it. Apply your heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. So verse 3 is talking about having a great desire, having a great yearning for it. It's not just, oh, whatever will be, and oh, one day it'll come. It's no, you have to have a desire for it, a great desire for this. You're crying after knowledge. You're lifting up your voice for understanding. Lord, I ask for your understanding, for your understanding, for your understanding on things, for your knowledge about things, about events, about the things that I need to do, about the path of God, about the ways of God, about the word, about the truth. So you're crying after that. In fact, verse 4 says, if thou seekest her, talking about wisdom here, seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures. Think about it. Seeking for it. Seeking. Seeking requires application, requires desire. You actually go out of your way to seek it. Seeking for it. Just like you would silver and for hid treasures. Verse 5 says, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Now this is very important. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. So it just doesn't drop upon you. It requires you to meet verses 1 to 4 conditions. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We need to just take a pause here and think about what is the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? What is the fear of the Lord? Because it's so important. It's different from the fear of evil. Just put your finger in Proverbs 2 and just go forward to Proverbs 8. We'll just read this part in Proverbs 8. Proverbs 8 verses 7 to 13. Just so that we understand about the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 8, 7 to 13 says, for my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. You understand that? You've made a decision. My mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Verse 8, all the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward. Okay, so that's rebellious, twisted, or perverse in them. Verse 9, they are all plain to him that understandeth and right to them that find knowledge. So is having understanding, godly understanding, and finding knowledge important? It is. It repeats what we just read before. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. That's the wisdom of God, that godly use of right knowledge. Wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to compare to it. It's a primary desire for us. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. And then verse 13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward, that's the perverse type of mouth, the rebellious type of mouth, the froward mouth do I hate. This is the right type of hatred. This is the good type of hatred, to hate evil. To hate evil, hate pride, hate arrogancy, lifting up of yourself, and hating the evil way, hating the froward mouth. So get into your heart and mind, you will not be a person that is going astray in this area. You must have the fear of the Lord and honour Him and hate evil if you are going to go forward in Him. So go back to Proverbs 2. Proverbs 2. So we read verses 1 to 4. Let's read verse 5 again. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Verse 6 says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Well, out of his mouth comes his word. So his word must contain that knowledge and understanding. Verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Buckler is a small shield. A buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand. So we see the word understand coming up constantly throughout this. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. So we have to understand the good paths. Because we're to walk by faith. We're to go along the path of light. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That's our path. We have been justified by the blood of Jesus. So verse 10 says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. This is a very important thing to understand if you want your soul to prosper. We've just seen how we need to have that wisdom and that understanding come into us. And we're to apply ourselves. We're to seek it. We're not to put it aside, but to say, no, it's a primary thing. But when wisdom entereth into thine heart, that's where it's got to be. It's got to come into your heart, into your spirit man. It's got to be knowledge pleasant to your soul. Is knowledge pleasant to your soul today? If it is, that's good. It means that you're not wanting to put the word aside. You're desiring it. You have an intense desire for it. And if you haven't got that, get before the Lord and say, Lord, I choose to desire it. Because I know that my soul has to prosper. And I need to have knowledge pleasant to my soul. I need to have wisdom entering into my heart. Notice what it says in verse 11, going down to verse 13. So good things happen as a result. We know that if your soul is prospering, you'll access prosperity and health. Has been provided by the Lord. Verse 11 says, discretion, so that's right judgment, shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. So there is a protective preservation value in having understanding. and correct judgment, which is connected to proper wisdom. And notice there's a deliverance value, verse 12, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. So there's a deliverance to deliver you from the way of the evil man. There's a deliverance value to having knowledge pleasant to your soul. You see, there's many evil men and women around. You don't want to have that interrupting your prosperity and your health. And the way is shown here. Get wisdom entering into your heart, knowledge pleasant to your soul. So there's a preservation, there's a keeping value. There is, as we see here, a deliverance value to this happening. Let's look at Psalm 119, verses 125 to 130. Psalm 119. Now, Psalm 119 talks a lot about the Word of God. You can read the whole psalm and you'll see that very clearly. Verse 125 says, I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. So if you want to be a good servant of the Lord, you need to have understanding, don't you? Understanding of God's will, understanding of his ways. You know, faith is the only way to please God. You need to understand about faith. In fact, it should be top priority for Christians, because without faith, it's impossible to please him. But we are servants, no longer servants of sin, but servants of righteousness, servants of God. I am thy servant. It's a good thing to say. I am your servant, Lord. Give me understanding. I ask for your understanding. I seek for that. Give me understanding that I may know. There's knowledge, isn't there? Know thy testimonies. Verse 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Well, we can say that about our society and even those compromising in churches. They're putting aside the things of God. They're putting aside the knowledge of God. They're putting aside the ways of God and the understanding. They're putting that aside. They've made void God's law. So it doesn't matter. But God wants to do a work through us. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore, so in this time, what should we be doing? Joining in with the compromisers? Well, if you can't beat them, join them. No. We've got to be people that are constantly pushing into the Lord and his words and his ways. That's why he says, therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Notice, love. You love the commandments of God above gold. It's above the material things, above riches. You love. Is there a love in you for the Word of God? So test yourself here. Is there a love in you for the commandments of God? If there is, that's good. That's good. You see, just like there's a good hate and a bad hate, the good hate is to hate evil. We saw that before. The bad hate is to hate your brother, for example. There's also a good love and a bad love. To love money would be a bad love. But to love God's commandments and to love God, that's a good love that we are to have. And notice what he says in verse 128, and this is connected very much to the fear of the Lord that we saw before, that we are to have. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. There's that hate again. I esteem, so the fear of the Lord has esteem in it. You're esteeming God. You're esteeming, what does it say there? All thy precepts concerning, how many? All things to be right. So verse 128 really connects very well with that Proverbs 8 verse 13, which talks about the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So the fear of the Lord has esteeming in it. What are you esteeming? Here's another test for you to use on yourself. Do I esteem all of God's precepts concerning all things to be right? To be right. Just check yourself. So it's important to check yourself. Check your heart. And do I hate every false way? Do I hate every false way? If you want to check on that one, go back to Proverbs 8:13 and look at that list there. Pride, arrogancy, you know, the froward tongue. Do you hate every false way? Verse 129. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. So you can see, if we love God's commandments, if we have that fear of the Lord by receiving proper understanding and proper wisdom, and we hate every false way, and we look at God's testimonies, his words, and we say they're wonderful. So what do you have to have? You have to have a high esteem of the Word of God. You don't put it aside. You have a high esteem of the Word of God. All of God's Word, all his testimonies, all his precepts concerning all things are right. And you get yourself in line with that. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul, therefore doth my soul keep them. So your soul will keep the words of God. That's a prospering soul. And keep the testimonies of God. That's a prospering soul. And that will have a direct bearing on your prosperity in your life, in all types of areas of your life, so that's a whole of life prosperity, and in your health, both physically, mentally, the health of all your circumstances around you. You know, God wants this for his people, but he's shown a way to do it. He say, you've got to get your soul prospering. You've got to get my knowledge into you, my wisdom into you. You've got to have the fear of the Lord. These are all your responsibilities whilst you're on the earth. And verse 130 is particularly relevant to us. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Let me just emphasize that. The entrance of thy words, of God's words, giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. So it tells us how you can get understanding. It's through the entrance of God's words. The entrance of God's words giveth light, giveth understanding unto the simple. You don't have to be a university qualified person to have the words of God entering into you and prospering your soul. and giving you understanding. All you have to have is that desire, that crying out, that seeking the Lord. If you have no desire, it's going to cause your soul not to prosper. It's going to have an impact on your life. But you have to have, if you want to be what the Lord wants you to be, which is prosperous and in health and going forward in His ways, you have to have that desire within you, that yearning. I love your commandments. Your testimonies are wonderful. And you make sure that the entrance of God's words come into your heart to give you light, and it'll give you understanding. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is an answer to many people's problems. This is an answer for many Christians that have let themselves slip. They've let the word of God slip. This is an answer to many churches that have put aside the pure word. You know, the Lord wants us to be lights on the earth. We have to have the light of His word in us for that. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 and verses 9 and 10, which is particularly relevant to what we've been saying. So knowledge is pleasant. God's knowledge, the knowledge of God, it's pleasant to your soul. Pleasant to your soul. You find it pleasing. It should be so. You're finding that knowledge pleasing to you. You know, you don't say, oh, going to church again to hear preaching? Well, that should be pleasant to you, to hear the preaching of the word. Preaching of the word. Preaching and understanding being put into your heart. So Colossians chapter 1, and we'll look at verses 9 and 10. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be... Now, it's the ministers of God. What are they desiring? What's he desiring of the Colossians, the Colossian church at the moment here? What's he desiring? And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. How much does God want you to be having the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding? How much? To be filled. Not half full, not going on empty, but to be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Now think about this. Do you think if you're filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, do you think that your soul would be prospering? Yes. Yes, this is God's desire. Look at verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Well, that must be in faith, mustn't it? Because faith pleases God. Unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Let me read verse 10 again. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord. Well, that's having the fear of the Lord. I esteem all thy precepts. Okay? Having the fear of the Lord. Hate every evil way. You're walking worthy of the Lord. That's a holy life. Unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. God wants you fruitful. He wants you to do the good works that you've been created to do in Christ Jesus. Good works didn't get you to... He didn't get that salvation for you. Jesus paid that price. But He's created you. you in Christ Jesus. God has created you in Christ Jesus unto good works. We are not to do nothing whilst we're on the earth. We are to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, prospering in the soul and walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now we could go on because there's quite a lot more in there, but I want you to see this morning the knowledge of God pleasant to the soul will cause your soul to be prospering, and that'll have a direct effect on everything around you. But for it to be pleasant to the soul, you have to desire it. You have to desire that knowledge, desire that wisdom, desire the things of God. Seek the Lord. Seek him about that. The Lord wants you to be victorious. To be victorious. Well, let's close with Psalm 112, verse 1. Psalm 112, verse 1. And I pray that this morning you have within you a greater desire to go forward. Psalm 112, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in his commandments." Lest someone says, "Oh, commandments are only in the Old Testament." Listen, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Okay? So, you can be blessed. You can be in that category of blessed. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. We've talked a bit about what that means this morning. That delighteth greatly in his commandments. Link them together. Fearing the Lord, delighting greatly with God's commandments. You delight in it. It's wonderful to you. You're delighting not just a little bit, but greatly. And if that's not the case, then you need to get before the Lord in prayer. Perhaps even repent of allowing things to get in the way. But get before the Lord and say, "Lord, I desire your things. I desire greatly in your commandments." You'll be blessed in the doing of that and having the fear of the Lord. Glory to God. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person here and those who hear this message. I pray for them, Lord, that there would be an impact, a spiritual impact, to do your word, not just to be a hearer, but to do your word in the name of Jesus. We ask for your help, Lord. As we walk in the truth, we ask that you show us how to do that. Remind us if we are diverting, Lord, bring us back on track in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you. We open ourselves up to the Spirit of God this morning. We know that you're with us. You never leave us nor forsake us. Glory to God. In Jesus' name.